little after 2, so I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. If everyone could please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clayton, would you mind doing the roll call, please?
Trustee Dye?
Here.
Trustee Howard?
Here.
Trustee Quietek?
Here.
Trustee Lloyd?
Here.
Trustee Lubai is absent. Trustee Lupoli?
Here.
And any requests for public participation?
No requests.
That, Tom, I will turn the meeting over to you.
Okay, it's that time of the year, and I would entertain a motion for the chair position. Someone has to make
Randy Howard.
Okay.
Second.
Got a motion for Randy Howard. A second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. I guess I can hand it back to Randy to do it. Yeah, so you can do the vice chair.
Okay.
Now that you're back in charge.
Thank you. Can I have a nomination for the vice chair?
I nominate Mr. Lloyd.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Congratulations.
Okay, the consent agenda. Does anybody have an item they need to pull or want to talk about? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Consent agenda passes. Got a couple items for information only, agreements and surplus donations. And again, I will turn it over to Tom.
Okay, great. All right, well, it's been a busy month or two since our June board meeting. As you know, we do have a revised budget finally passed at legislature, so we have that for you. Had a second meeting with a prospective company, aerospace company, that is looking to come to Florida. I think we have done a good job collectively with the CEO Alliance and Henry Riddle and ourselves to get this company to, I think, pick Florida and pick Daytona Beach. So hopefully we'll hear something soon there. We had a successful foundation audit, and Dr. Howard was there. It was a good audit, clean. Saw some of you at Bob Davis's service, and you know we lost a former trustee and a great colleague. We had a few of us were able to make it, Bob and Randy, to do a graduation ceremony for our SGA president, who made it back into the country and is on her way to finishing her undergrad at Texas. She's, of course, ahead of schedule and will be able to do it in a year, and is sending applications to law schools. So we just recently sent her a letter of recommendation for law school, and she was very grateful to be back and to for us to do that little ceremony. We made her stand there with her cap and gown. We all had our cap and gown and called her name. She came up, gave her the diploma, the whole nine yards. She had to go back and move the tassel. So we did it right for her. So anyway, the fall sports moved in a week or so ago. So they've already had a lot of pre-season exhibition matches, and the men's soccer team opens up Sunday with their home opener here on Sunday. And then we were recognized by Volusia County Economic Development in a resolution. I'll just pass it around. So we were invited to their breakfast. And Daytona State, along with Embry-Riddle and CareerSource, were recognized for our contribution to economic development. So it was nice recognition to get that at the their breakfast, their quarterly breakfast. And I was able to be there to receive that resolution. This is our fall planning welcome back week. So I had addressed the college community on Monday, and they have a series of of different workshops and things throughout the week, and that's going really successful. So, and at this time, I'd like to recognize Lloyd Freckleton. Lloyd, if you would come on up here. Lloyd is retiring from the board after 14 years. And we have a resolution. I have to hold both.
Well, you hold one. I'll hold one.
So I have a resolution I'd like to read, you know, for all the service, the years of service, Lloyd, and your friendship and your leadership that you provided the college. It's just been invaluable. And I will take it from the top here. Whereas Lloyd J. Freckleton has been a valued and trusted board, a member of the Board of Trustees since 2011, and whereas he has served with distinction and integrity as a trusted representative of the board as vice chair from August 2013 to August 2014, and as chair from August 2014 to August 2015. And whereas he has been a longtime friend and advocate of Daytona State College and the Volusia Flagler County area, recognized for his integrity and contributions to the college, the community, and the state in general. And whereas through his work on the District Board of Trustees, he has championed access to education for everyone. And whereas under his leadership, Daytona State College expanded opportunities for students with world-class facilities such as the soccer stadium, the classroom building at the Flagler Palm Coast campus, the L. Gale Lemron Student Center, the student residence hall, the classroom building at the Deltona campus, and the Law Enforcement Academy facilities at the DeLand campus. And whereas he has supported the mission of the college to provide access and emphasize academic success for all students. And whereas he has supported access to expansion of bachelor degrees in engineering technology, nursing, information technology, accounting, and cardiopulmonary sciences. And whereas he has committed to safeguard the affordability of a college education in Florida with a commitment to preserve the integrity of the state's 2+2 system. And whereas he is one of the biggest fans of Daytona State College athletics program and is often seen in the stands cheering our athletes on. And whereas he will forever be a lifelong friend of Daytona State College and the Florida College system. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this resolution of appreciation for Lloyd J. Freckleton be read into the official minutes of the August 21st, 2025 meeting of the Daytona State College District Board of Trustees, and that a signed copy of this document be presented at this time. Congratulations. Daytona State swag, some shirts, some, you know.
Yes. Yeah. So make sure I come to the games.
That's right.
I think there's a certificate for enrollment in a course, too.
That's right. The floor is yours.
Well, it's a wonderful day, but it's also like heartbreaking. It's been 14 years that I've sat at this table and carried out the work as a trustee. I loved it, but you know what they say? I guess General MacArthur said it at his final news to Congress, old soldiers never die, they just fade away. So I've had some health issues, but I'm just getting a little bit older, and I'm a little bit slower, and I think it's time to leave these young folks here in charge, because Daytona State has not been in a better place than it is today. Thanks to the leadership and to all you folks out there that support and carry out the mission of this great school. I wish you all the best, and I know you're going to be champions for this school. And I'll always be looking and reading about Daytona State, and I might pop in every now and again. Well, I'll definitely come to the soccer games and the basketball games and the volleyball games and whatever else they have. But I dearly love this college, and I know you're going to be successful, and I appreciate what you have done for me today. But I know these board members and the president, along with the great staff, is going to make it even better. Thank you so much, and have a nice day.
Are you leaving now, Lloyd? Because I'm going to have somebody.
I'll wait out here because you have something else for me. Schedule.
I'll give it to you when I see you next time.
Schedule.
Yeah. So, can somebody help?
No, I'm fine.
That's
I think a lot of stuff, Lloyd. I can do it.
No, let those young ones help you.
Like I said, I'm a little bit slow, but I can do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Roberto.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Lloyd. And that concludes my update.
Great. Thank you, Tom.
All right. We'll move on to finance. Marty.
Okay, good afternoon. I'm going to just give a brief update before we get into the revised budget here. As you all know, I think I say this feel each summer or coming out of the summer that we don't really relax in finance over the summer. It's our go time. So we were been busy doing our year-end closing for last fiscal year. We're wrapping that up now, just putting the final touches on the AFR report. So tremendous job from the team. Tina Myers, our controller, leading the way on that effort, and we're getting that package together now. It's coming along well. That'll be followed up by the state auditors coming in. The Auditor General's office will come in here shortly to start doing the financial audit, and they're also going to be doing a Bright Futures audit this year. So they'll look at the last 2 years for Bright Futures. Keeping on the segue for the audits. We just completed the Housing Corporation audit, and we're going to have the audit exit conference. I think it was just scheduled for September 4th, so we'll look to take a look at the results there. That will then go to the Housing Corporation board for approval, and then we'll bring it here for this board as an informational item, as we typically do. And Dr. Labasso mentioned the foundation audit, had a good audit there. That one's been complete. That's a December year end, so that one wraps up a little early, whereas the other two are June 30th year ends. So we're, tis the season, like I said. We have lots of audits in the works, but we're making our way through, and things are going well. The other thing, you'll recall in June when I bring the budget forward, we also have a series of board memos and other agenda items. One of my items is board-approved transfers from Fund 1 to the other funds that we can do as of June 30th. Once we get far enough along in the closing process, we're able to nail down those numbers. So we bring to you in the June meeting just up to amounts, if you recall. So Fund 1 to Fund 3, we say up to $2 million it was for this past year, and then Fund 7 was up to $6 million in the memo. The real numbers that we were able to transfer based on final results was $2 million to Fund 3, the full amount, and $5 million to Fund 7. So things worked out pretty well. You know, my estimate for the fund balance rollover was more or less in line, so we were able to do almost the maximum amounts that we had set in those board memos. So just updating you on that. Other than that, I think we can get right into the budget update. As you recall, when I brought it forward in June, we kept our state budget revenues flat based on not knowing where the state budget was going to land at the time. So we kept them the same as the prior year. So therefore, we knew this was coming, where we're going to have to make some minor adjustments based on the actual budget that the state of Florida passed. So what I'm showing you on the screen here is just those items that change from a state budget standpoint. Okay, so the top two items are the what we call our state program funds. That's the Florida College System Program Fund, that the big piece. And then right under it is the lottery. So the first column is what you approved back in June. Second column is the updated and revised amount. And then your third column is the difference up or down. So the net of the first two there for program funds, you can see we actually did a little bit better, $905,608 to the positive. The nursing pipeline funding, a little less than last year by $220,208. However, that's still a very strong funding number. It's the fourth highest of all 28 of the sister schools, so we're still doing very well from the nursing pipeline funding source. And then student success incentive funds, we got a decent little boost there from 806,367 from the prior year to 969,831, an increase of just over 163,000. So if you take the net impact of all those state revenues, it's the 848,864 that you see there. And so that's basically the number that we had to deal with work into the expenditures and on the revenues. So you'll see it in a pie chart format here shortly. But working our way down, you'll recall we also put in an amount for the shortfall of our health insurance for the state health insurance plan. We knew we were on the hook for possibly for the $4,073,250. We were hopeful to get state funding. That did not come through, unfortunately. So our plan B was to take that out of fund balance reserves, out of fund one. That's exactly what we're going to do. So that's just showing there and footnoted at the bottom where we're grabbing it from. Moving down to Fund 2, that sums up the Fund 1 story. Fund 2, public television station funding across the board was cut, including Daytona States. The grant that we would have gotten would have been $370,400. So no funding there this year, and the plan is to pull essentially that amount from the fund balance reserves in the TV station that we've worked up over the years. So we have enough to get us by to cover the 370, and the college also supports the TV station through a transfer from Fund 1 each year, as you'll recall from the budget. Moving down to Fund 7, had a couple of changes there as well. You'll recall we put in for the $17.2 million in our CIP and our request. The state came back we got $5 million instead of the $17 million, so we're going to Alan's bringing the revised CIP is to ask for the additional $12,251,578 next time around, hopefully finish off that funding so that we can get started on that project. And then the last item in Fund 7, impact, we had not budgeted. We had asked for $1.5 million on the college-wide building access controls. This is the converting the regular doors to an automated key card entry on the campus. When we put in the ask, I think it was $1.5 million to hopefully outfit most of the campuses. But we at the time of the budget, we didn't feel we were going to get funded any of it. And then a pleasant surprise came in where they funded half of it, essentially. So we got $700,000 to start on that initiative. I think we're going to ask for the remainder the next time around. And so that was a nice surprise there at the end. So we've now included that in the Fund 7 budget. Let's see, moving forward here. Okay, as promised, here's a before and after look. Here on the left there is what I took to you back in June as part of the overall budget presentation. It was $107,163,671. Now with the net impact of the state funding coming in a little better, you can see we're up to $108,012,535. And again, that's a $848,000 just over difference there. And the little highlights in yellow are the areas that we just talked about that were impacted by the changes. And then a similar exercise on the expenditure side. On the left was what I brought to you back in June, current expenses, capital, and personnel. And now the updated revised budget with the $108 million number, you can see that we put the $848,000 into the current expense category. And it could go to a number of places, right, to help off with most likely with our insurance, the needs for the insurance. But, it's in there in a basically in a contingency account to help out with personnel related or benefits and so we've got it in the current expense group. And that's it for the revised budget. So we also have a board memo. We adjusted the numbers in the board memo, and we'll need formal board action. And it's our recommendation that the board approve the revised Fund 1 and Fund 7 budget as presented in the memo here.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any questions or discussion?
Just a comment. Just to be clear, Marty. I think I know the answer, but I want you to state it again. With regards to the health care, it's a mandate. It's not an option, right, that we have the choice. We have to fund it. We have to pay. We have to provide it. And then you asked for the funding, and it was declined.
That's correct. We're formally in the state, that new state insurance plan, so we have no choice. We have to pay the bill each month, and the $4 million was the delta. We were prepared to pay a certain number that we had paid prior to going into that plan that we used to, essentially paid under the consortium method, and now under this method, we, using the state plan.
This was the $80 million that was put in the budget last cycle that got vetoed.
Right.
So we were... Statute mandated us to be in the program with an accompanied budget for it. The statute passed to make us go in there, but the budget was vetoed last session. They were supposed to try to fix it.
So it's a non-funded statutory requirement.
Yep. Right now, as it stands, it's unfunded.
And the delta is the $4 million, so that's more than what we would have paid otherwise. Okay.
Yep. Because they had done an evaluation of what would it cost for our system to get in, and it was about $80 million for all 28 to go into the program and to get us into the program. And it was put in the budget, was passed by the House and Senate, and it got vetoed. So we all colleges were now faced because the program was more expensive than what we were doing before. So, again, and actuarially, we actually help the program because we're younger as a system. So we were kind of attractive to be added to it. But at the end of the day, it got vetoed. And so I don't know. I don't know that it's going to get taken care of. So we're going to be preparing this year to be able to absorb that in our operating, because I'm not going to keep tapping out of reserve to float that, so it's going to have to be part of our operation budget. So we'll be working this year to try to absorb that $4 million into our budget.
It, just to be clear, my question is not does not indicate any opposition. It's just for clarity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. I will say I was just on a call with my counterparts the other day, and that $4 million that's a little outdated now. That they asked that maybe a year ago for us to supply that number based on the current enrollments and what were the bills at that time. They've asked us, or it hasn't come out yet, but they're going to ask us for an update of our headcounts in the particular plans and to see where we're at. So we'll have to. Maybe a slightly adjusted number. I don't think it's going to go down and probably go up. We'll see where we land. But the thing that the vice chancellor from the Division of Colleges was on the call with us, she always is. She did say that they're still going to make an effort possibly to bring it forward for the next legislative budget request. And I'm not sure what avenue or where that goes, but it seemed like there was still maybe some traction there. So I'm hopeful based on that call. But I know Dr. Blasso, we're going to prepare for the worst case, just like happened to us for 2 years straight now, that we're, if it doesn't pan out, especially a third year, then the chances are pretty dim, right, going forward that it's going to be picked up, and we just need to bake that into the budget and maybe trim elsewhere to so that we don't have to pull it from reserves, that we can just it can be sustainable.
It's a great.
This is a conversation to have when we're talking to our delegation. Because you know the other thing about it is, and we're supposed to be treated like all the other agencies, like universities, and which includes in the past any increases have been absorbed by DMS, not the universities. So I don't know if it's been confirmed yet whether there was an increase this current year and whether it was passed on to us. I know that they're looking into that. I don't know if that's been confirmed.
The rates did go up about a 9%. It'll take place in January. Danica. Yeah.
So the $4 million will probably go up.
And it's getting passed on to us.
Correct. Now,
Right.
That's correct. No impact to the employees, which...
Yeah, I was just going to add the same context. Great conversation if we're ever around our delegation. I mean, and it's good to put it in context. I mean, affordability is the key issue. And for 15 now. I'm off by two. We haven't raised tuition. You know, the annual increase to the appropriation was 1.3% or so, if I'm doing my math right. And yet we are having over 4% unfunded mandate. So it's it gets challenging to continue to – how do you absorb that? Yeah. That would be a lot of enrollment growth.
Yeah.
So we any more questions or discussion? All in favor of the revised budget – or a motion. We had it. All in favor.
Yep.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Motion passes.
Okay, thank you. And one other item is our informational item for all payments over $50,000 for both the month of June and July. So the first one is June, and here's July's list. Pretty lengthy list, but ordinary course of business. No unusual items noted by myself. And I believe that concludes my report.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Allen, facilities.
All right, good afternoon, Board. We have the first three items are actually project closeouts, so I'm going to present those three as a group and ask for one vote, if that's okay.
Perfect.
So attachment 13 is the closeout for the two Charles Perry Partners for the DeLand Indoor Firing Range. This project has been completed, inspected, and we're requesting final payment to them, excuse me, $387,105.31. Attachment 14 is to DE Scorpio Corporation, which is the contractor for the amphitheater in Palm Coast. This project, too, is complete. We are closed out and inspected. We're looking for final payment to them for $153,797.83. And then attachment 15 is for the New Smyrna Beach Edgewater Campus roof restoration. That one was to Waterproofing Technologies, and there's a small amount there of $2,834.60. It's recommended that the board approve these project closeouts.
A motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion on any of them? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motions pass.
All right. So, as Marty mentioned, we brought the CIP capital expenditure request for the state back in June, and we did have some discussion that we may or may not get the full funding for the aircraft airframe power plant, and we did not. That was confirmed at the end of June after the board meeting. So this is the revised capital improvement plan that we submitted to the state. What we're looking for is approval to add back the $12,251,578 to the capital improvement plan submitted to the state.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
17. So during your visit last June, you toured the Health Sciences Building 320. You may have noticed we're doing some work internally there inside the building. We had some hurricane damage. Water mitigation had to be done. So the insurance did cover the repairs inside the building, but it does not cover stopping the water or protruding the water from coming into the building. So in this case, we are asking for the ability to, we competitively bid through the TIPS Cooperative Purchasing Agreement, and Western Specialty Companies, which is our TIPS partner, submitted a bid for $797,379. We're asking for a total budget of $850,000 to complete this work, and that is required to have board approval.
So moved.
Second.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, same issue at the News Journal Center. Water intrusion through the envelope and windows of the building. We've completed the work inside the building, replacing the carpet, fixing the walls, but we need to address the outside. Again, Western Specialty Contractors was the winner of the contract at $501,616. We're asking for a total budget of $525,000 to complete this work.
A motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
The motion passes.
All right, the last one is the approval of our delivery order contractors. So we had 24 contractors that were pre-qualified, that were interviewed. 12 contractors were selected. This is to undergo projects with estimated construction costs not to exceed $4 million. The list is here. You can see, not in any particular order. I think it's actually in alphabetical order. So we're recommending the seven firms on the second page, which are Bomar, Canaveral, CPPI, Ovation, Scorpio, Welbro, and Williams as our delivery order contractor selections for this year. Actually, this is for 3 years.
So moved.
Second.
Questions or discussion? I just have one. Just
yes.
Remind me real quick, what's the difference between the TIPS pre-approved contractors, like the ones we just approved that were from the TIPS, and then this one?
It's this. So these are local companies that we can use. The state statute allows us to perform work for pre-approved delivery order contracts up to $7.5 million without going out to bid. What we typically will do is we'll still go to multiple contractors on this list and ask for bids just to make sure that we're a level set. Nobody's, you know, playing the game a little bit. But these don't go, have to go out to bid. These are the contractors that we can use.
Okay.
So
okay.
In our case, we're only up to $4 million. Anything over that would go out to bid.
I think the TIPS is another program that
it's another cooperative program. This
is our own group.
Yes.
TIPS is a bigger group.
TIPS is, I think, a statewide.
TIPS is a national, Sourcewell, E&I,
okay.
Cooperative Purchasing Agreement.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Okay. Constituent heads.
All righty. So first on deck is our brand new SGA president, Antonio Valle. Welcome, Antonio.
Good afternoon, Board. My name is Antonio Valle, and I'm the new president of the Student Government Association. It's excellent to meet you all. I'm here today to present just what the SGA has been up to over the summer, as well as our plans for the upcoming fall semester. But first off, I would like to discuss a little bit about myself, as well as our new vice president. I'm currently working on my Associate of Arts degree with a major in legal studies, and I'm hoping to attend Florida State University to do my bachelor's, and then study tax law at the College of Law at FSU. And our new vice president is Charlotte Lowe. She is also the president of Phi Theta Kappa. She's currently working on her Associate of Arts degree in elementary education, and she's planning on attending the University of Central Florida. On to what we've been up to over the summer. First off, we have our enrollment days. The SGA was able to set up our tables and discuss with all the new incoming students all the different clubs on campus, what the SGA is responsible for, what student life offers, variety of things here. Secondly, we also had our TRIO Summer Bridge Resource Fair, where some high schoolers who were attending the TRIO Bridge were able to come by and ask us about student life again. We were able to give them snow cones and tell them more about student life, student government, clubs. And we do actually have a few new things coming up. These are all some new ideas. We do have some Falcon coffee hours throughout the semester where students can sit down, have a cup of coffee, and talk with us one-on-one in a less formal discussion. We do also have food and clothing drives throughout the semester planned to benefit the Hope Center, as well as part of our club wars, which I'll discuss in just a minute. We were offered to co-sponsor the Library Month display by the library. They asked us to pick a genre. We picked dystopian governments, books like 1984, Brave New World. They picked a few book series as well. They'll be putting up our flyers, and that's in September. Besides that, we do have our Heart Walk in October, where we'll be walking around and raising money to, well, help, I can't think of the word, but it's to benefit, I can't think of the word.
Healthy hearts.
Yeah. And, of course, we have campus safety giving us just some basic training. Those dates are still to be determined, but as we move into the semester, we'll be receiving that. Besides that, tomorrow, Friday, we're going to be assisting with the move-in for all of the new residents. We'll be there about 8 to 5, helping out. We have the entirety of the SGA showing up and volunteering. Besides that, we have a few other exciting events happening. These are some of the flyers. We have, of course, all of our Welcome Back events, Constitution Day, Hispanic Heritage Day, and our Falcon Fall Fest. Now, these are two things I'm very excited for. We do have our intramural sports and club wars. So our club wars is an idea that we kind of came up with. It'll be a friendly way for the different clubs on campus to kind of interact and compete a little bit. We're going to have, of course, a field day. We're going to do a food drive where clubs will try to collect as much food and also clothing for the Hope Center as possible. And they'll be doing t-shirt design contests, a spirit day. Just a few different things to get them, you know, on campus competing with one another. And, of course, whichever club wins, whoever does the best throughout the different events, they'll get a trophy saying that they are the club of the semester. We have our intramural basketball games. These are the different schedules throughout the semester. And this is also something I'm very excited for, our free movie series. We have 12 different movies throughout the semester. The first one will be tomorrow. That's the Lilo and Stitch. I'm not sure if you can see all the way down at the bottom. It'll be happening here at the L. Gale Lemron Student Center, and it is tomorrow night. They can come watch Lilo and Stitch, all the new residents on campus. And of course, it's a great day to be a Falcon. Thank you all.
Thank you. Tax law.
All right. Thank you, Antonio. And welcome. And for Admin Council, we have Rachel Dougherty.
Good afternoon. I'm Rachel Dougherty. I'm the Director of Learning and Development and also the brand new Chair of the Administrators Council. Our schedule goes August to July, so we just started. Our new officers, our Vice Chair is Eric Bose in IT, and our Treasurer is Lisa Sigourno, conveniently, in accounting. And so we're really excited. We have a couple new items on our horizon that we're going to work in our first meeting next month in September, but we've already worked with our chairperson Brad Moody in the School of Digital Media Production, and we're going to have a contest with their students to design our holiday cards for when we give those to the Volusia Council on Aging. So we're really excited and looking forward to what our students come up with. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel. And we have a tag team of April Brunning and John Penny, co-chairs of the Career and Professional Employee Council.
Good afternoon. I'm excited to present our co-chairs for the CAPE Council, April and myself. We also have Ruth Corley as our secretary and June Pai as our treasurer. This year we started new positions called campus senators, where we have somebody on each location report to the group at our meetings about what's been going on and will be going on their campuses. So I was really excited to hear that it worked out really well, and it's a nice addition to the group.
We have some exciting things coming up. We're going to be doing our holiday basket raffle again, and we are looking for donations of items or gift cards or anything to help raise funds for student awards. And so we're excited to be doing that. We also are going to participate in the Volusia Flagler Heart Walk this year. Daytona State has already raised over $3,500, so keep going, and that's great. We're also partnering with Falcon Hope Center on their resource fair on September 25th for their fun cake walk. Our members have donated 10 cakes so far, but hopefully we can get more, and it should be a fun day. We have also the Welcome Back event on September 11th here on campus, and those are always a great event to connect with students and showcase our support and the resources they have available to them. As always, thank you for your continued support of the Cape Council and our efforts to enrich Daytona State College community, and we look forward to a productive and engaging year ahead. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And Dr. Karen Braley was elected to the new Faculty Senate president. She's unable to attend today, but shared that the Senate has not met yet, and she looks forward to introducing herself at the next meeting. So that concludes the constituent groups.
Great, thank you. Well, as always, a lot of great things going on at Daytona State. First, just to the new constituent heads, welcome. You know, you guys play a valuable role. You're leading one of the key constituent groups of the college. You know, as we just heard, you're doing things to get that group engaged, involved, helping out the community. All great things, but you know, let's face it, it also builds cohesion among everybody across the college. It helps with retention. It makes everybody feel like they're involved, engaged, and a valuable part, as they are, of the college. So, but you also serve a huge role for us. So, you know, we appreciate you coming every meeting. Tell us how we can help. I mean, we love hearing what's going on. We also want to hear if there's something that, you know, we can help make better or fix. So appreciate you stepping up and taking the reins of those different groups. You know, it's another example of, you know, that a college like this gets as good as it is just because of great people. And those people, you know, come and go. That's part of the natural cycle, as we saw today with Lloyd, who's just been a phenomenal board member for so many years, stepping down, and now we have new leaders coming in here. Tom already mentioned the graduation ceremony we had for the past SGA president. I wanted to echo those comments. She was definitely touched by it. There was a few tears shed, I think, that we went to the lengths we did to recognize her. So, and I think one day we'll all be able to say we knew her when, because I predict she'll go great places. So, foundation audit, congrats. You heard Marty talk about that. I attended the outbrief. It's always great when you hear it's a short outbrief, because there's really nothing other than, you know, everything was organized, the numbers were right, and everybody, you know, presented their best foot. So we appreciate all you guys do to make sure all the audits come out the way they do. The healthcare thing, it's something I think we all need to pay attention to. That's a big budget item. I will say that the Florida State College System is starting up the Council of Trustees again, and there's actually a meeting tomorrow that I'm going to attend. It's a virtual meeting, but hopefully that'll be something that we can get all of the trustees kind of united to help carry the water on. And with that, just it's just a great board. Another year, I appreciate that this is such a collegial board, a board where everybody plays such a huge role and adds tremendous value to the college. Thanks for all you do again, Tom, and look forward to another fun year. Trustee Lloyd.
Great. I'm reminded of a band that was playing music back in the last century called the Beatles. Some of you may have heard of them, but their song that talks about hello, goodbye, and you know, this is an interesting time of year. You know, we start in this August meeting, and we get to welcome and have the excitement. I know the students, the staff, and faculty, everybody's kind of gearing up for another year, and it's an exciting time. You know, next to graduation time, where we really get to salute those saying goodbye and farewell and Godspeed, we get to welcome and have all that excitement on campus, a few lost souls wandering around looking at their cell phones, trying to figure out what buildings they need to go to. But it's exciting, and, you know, I appreciate all of you and what you've done to prepare for this. Hope you had a great summer, because even though it feels like summer's still going, it's over. Time to get to work, and but very exciting. And then the goodbyes to Lloyd. What a great addition he was to this board, and an example for us to carry on. And, you know, it's see you later. It's not really goodbye, because we'll see him. But I think it was important that we recognize his contribution over the last 14 years, because it was significant. And so we're going to miss him. But it was great having him on this this board. And then Natasha Powell, again, I echo what Randy said. It was what a star, and she's going to have a very bright future, and we are going to say we knew her when. She's got great things ahead of her. Her attitude about what happened and the circumstances that prevented her from attending her graduation, pretty incredible, but her response was even more incredible. And so, you know, having her here for this little ceremony caught her completely by surprise, and she was reduced to tears. So, you know, it was a nice way for us to recognize, even though she couldn't be here to walk the stage for her graduation, it worked. We did it right. So, another goodbye. And then lastly, I want to say to my fellow board members, I don't take it for granted. To be vice chairman of this group is a real honor. And I thank you for your vote and your support, and look forward to serving.
Randy.
I think, you know, I was thinking about Lloyd and his time here, and the amount of change that's occurred during that time, it's remarkable to think about where Daytona State College is today compared to those 14 years ago when Lloyd started. I think one of the challenges in not having him here, I said it at our luncheon with him, was, you know, when you're in the presence of a person like Lloyd, you elevate your own performance level. And his spirit created that in me, and I think he appreciated so much the staff, and that causes me to think the same way, and to take a moment and reflect on how all this happens. Sometimes when we're only here once a month, you know, you go like, "Wow, the success rate that you have here is just remarkable." And sometimes I think we don't necessarily understand how hard it is to accomplish that. So Lloyd was great at reminding us all about that and always appreciating so many people. And so I think in his 14 years, he set a remarkable example for us all to follow. I have a little version of a speech that I give once in a while, and it says, and it's based on a country music song by George Jones. And it's who's going to fill their shoes. The fact is, nobody's going to be able to fill his shoes, but we can follow in his footsteps.
Kelly.
Well, I echo all of that. Lloyd was my buddy on the board to my left. Now I've got Randy.
Sorry about your luck, Kelly.
No, Lloyd, if you're listening, we appreciate your 14 years, and think about where the college has come, was and is now. And I think the words were distinctive, distinguished gentlemen, always. So, Lloyd, thank you for your leadership and teaching us kind of how to be better board members. Everything seems to be running nice and smoothly, as always. I'm going to... really regret that. But I just wanted to say welcome to our new constituent heads and back to school. And it's just an exciting time. I'm ready for the year to kick off. So go Falcons.
This meeting feels a little different than the few that I've been to so far. And it's almost like this calm before the storm feeling. I think a little anticipatory, but it's really exciting. What an exciting year ahead. And so grateful to Lloyd and his many contributions. And he leaves such big shoes to fill. And I consider him the ultimate statesman and someone, you know, I like to think that when I'm sitting at this table, I should be thinking, what would Lloyd do? He just contributed so much. But we talked about everything that changed in his time. But you know what didn't change? Tuition. So let's also recognize the thing that didn't change. Maintaining access for all students is just so impressive. I mean, really, we should be shouting it from the mountaintops. And I'm just so proud of that. I'm so sorry that I missed Natasha's graduation, but it does not take away from how excited I am that she was able to do that, and for the, you know, being able to put that together is just so special and awesome. Welcome, new constituent heads. That's just so great to see you guys, and thank you for everything that you do. And go Falcons.
The storm will be arriving around 7:30 Monday morning. As 23,000 students come to campus.
I thought I missed a memo. Yeah.
What?
Enrollment is up about 7%, so it's a nice healthy increase. Wow. So it'll be buzzing on Monday for sure. Just to point out, this card is in front. It's I put it by my computer. I take a picture of it. So if anyone ever asks you, what's the enrollment, or how big is this campus, or how big, it's right all here. This card, so it's a great one piece to give you all the fast facts. Dr. Gibson and crew puts that together. I don't know if she's here, but thank you, Andrea. And so it's a great piece to have in your right by your computer, like I do.
The storm arrives Monday, but we got great people here to shepherd this.
It's a good storm.
So, thanks for all you do.
It's a happy storm.
And with that, we'll adjourn the meeting.
All right.